You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
Holy, I want to dance around your throne, day and night around your throne. I want to sing and dance and clap my hands and rejoice to the one who is worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are holy, Lord. Of all, and you are holy, oh, so holy, you are holy, Lord of all, Lord of all. You are Lord of all. We focus our hearts on the one who is worthy. We focus our minds on the one who is worthy, on the one who is worthy. 'Cause you gave it all for me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. There's a space in every beating heart. There's a longing reaches past the stars. There's an answer to every question mark. There's a name. There's a hope flowing through these veins. There's a voice that echoes through the pain. There's an ember ready for the flame. There's a name. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. Yes, Lord. We will stand in awe for the one who breaks the chains. Love has a name. Oh, love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. Oh, we sing your name. Love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. There's a hope flowing through these veins. There's a voice that echoes through the pain. There's an ember ready for the flame. There's a name, oh, there's a name. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We fix our eyes on you, Lord, and we will stand in awe of the one who breaks You break the chains. Oh, love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. In your name is freedom. Love has a name. Your love has a name. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Your love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. There's a joy. There's a joy that triumphs over fear. There's a laughter that wipes away all. There's a presence changes the atmosphere. Oh, there's a name, there's a name. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who broke. Oh, you break the chains, oh Lord. You break the chains, oh Lord. We will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. We will fix our eyes. And we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. You overcame. And we will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. Your love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. In your name is life. Oh, love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Oh, oh, victory has a name. Victory has a name. Jesus. Oh, joy. And joy has a name. Joy has a name. Jesus. The name that's lifted up forever. The name that shakes the earth. Oh, the hope for every heart. Yes, Lord. And love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Oh, we lean into your name. Love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. We trust in you. Love has a name. Your love has a name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Your love has a name. Your love has a name, Jesus. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. You overcame. And we will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. And we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. You overcame, you overcame. And we will stand in awe of the one who you break the chains. You break the chains. Oh, love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Every chain is broken. Love has a name. Your love has a name. Oh, Jesus. Every bondage is broken. Love has a name. Oh, love has a name. Jesus, we worship in spirit and in truth. Your love has a name. Your love has a name. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We give it all to you. We give it all to you, no matter what. Because you've redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, that's you and me, that's you and me, that's you and me. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so. Oh God, I proclaim it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, say so. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. You overcame, Lord. And we will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. Your love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Your love has a name. Your love has a name. Jesus. Oh, we sing tonight. Your love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. And victory has a name. Victory has a name. Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for tonight. We thank you for this opportunity that we have in America to come together and to worship you. Father, we lift you up and we lift your son, Jesus. We welcome your presence into this place. We welcome your presence into our homes as we're watching. And we welcome you, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. And we pray that you would be the king of our hearts. We invite you, Lord, to come and be the king of our hearts, Lord God. You are the king of our hearts. You are the king of all glory. We glorify you tonight. We pray that our worship would glorify you and lift you up.
Yes, Lord, we fix our eyes on the one who overcame all adversity. You overcame the enemy. And we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. You overcame. And we will stand in awe of the one who breaks every chain. You break every chain. And we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. Not even death could hold you down. then we will stand in awe of the one who breaks every chain. Let's just sing this again. Your love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. Oh, we sing your name. Love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. Oh, your love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. Victory. Your victory has a name. Victory has a name, Jesus. Oh, and victory has a name. Victory has a name, Jesus. Joy has a name. Your joy has a name, Jesus. Joy has a name. Joy has a name, Jesus. For you are holy. Oh, so just exalt him now. Oh, we recognize who you are. You are holy. Oh, so holy. You are holy, Lord of all the earth, all the earth, all the universe cries. Train of your robe fills the temple. Train of your robe, it fills the temple. Oh, woe is me, for I am unclean. Oh, you touched my lips with the coal, Lord. Oh, it's by your power. It's by your greatness. It's by your splendor. It's by your unending grace that we can come. Come boldly before your throne to obtain mercy and grace. In time of need, in time of need, we draw near to you, Holy Spirit. We draw near to you, Holy Spirit. We draw near to you, oh Holy Spirit. Just come right now with your draw near to you, oh Holy Spirit, oh Holy Spirit. Come and baptize your sons and daughters afresh and new with your Spirit, with your fire. Come and baptize me with your holy fire. Baptize me with your holy fire, fresh and new, again and again and again and again. Yes, Lord. Oh, just fill every heart right now. every room right now with your presence, with your healing, with your mighty power. 'Cause you give such strength, you give such joy that's everlasting, everlasting joy and peace that I can't find anywhere else. It's only in you, it's only in you, it's only in you. Such joy and provision, only in you. Such joy and peace, it is only in you, only in you, Jesus. Only in you can we find such freedom. Only in you can we find such miraculous grace. Only in you can we find true meaning for our lives. Oh, only in you, it's only in you, it's only in you. Everything that I'm living for, it's only in you, only in you. Can I find what I'm looking for? Can I find what I'm searching for? It's only in you. It's only in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give praise to the Lord. Most High, give praise to you, Lord. Most High, we give praise to you, Lord. Most High, we give praise to you, Lord. Most High, we give you praise. O Lord, to God Most High, give you praise, O Lord, to God Most High. You're everlasting, from eternity to eternity. Yes, Lord, just want to get lost right here in your presence, right here in your presence, right here in your presence. Right here, right here, you're right here, you're right here. 'Cause I never have to fear, never have to fear, 'cause you are right here. We give you praise, O Lord, to God Most High. We give you praise, O Lord, to God Most High. Give praise, O Lord, to God Most High. We give you praise, O Lord, to God Most High. Praise, O Lord, to God Most High. Give you praise, O Lord, to God Most High. 'Cause we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. And we will stand in awe of the one who breaks every chain. I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell all the world about my faith. Tell of your story that I'm not ashamed. It's a message of hope that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will tell the world that that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell all the world about my faith. Tell of your story that I'm not ashamed. It's a message of hope that Jesus saves. I will sing, sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell all the world about my faith. Tell of your story that I'm not ashamed. It's a message of hope that Jesus saves. That Jesus saves. That Jesus saves. I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world, come on, that Jesus saves. Are you going to tell the world? I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. Tell the world about my faith. Tell the world that Jesus saves. Tell the world, oh, that you are alive. You are alive. I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed. Change my life, change my life. You change my life forevermore. You change my life, you change my life. You change my life forevermore. You change my life, you change my life. You change my life forevermore. And I will tell the world, tell the world, tell the world. I'm not gonna hide in a room, just keeping it to myself. I'm not gonna sit back and be comfortable anymore. I'm gonna tell the world, tell the world, tell the world about my faith in Jesus Christ. When I see someone sick, I'm gonna pray for healing. Pray for healing when I'm see someone who's in need, I'm gonna reach out with the love of Jesus. Tell the gospel, spread the gospel of Jesus. Tell the gospel, I'm gonna spread the gospel to all the world. To my co-workers, to my customers, to my neighbors, to my friends, to my family, to my doctor, to my dentist, to whoever's in front of me. Overseas in Africa and China and Brazil and India, wherever it may be, wherever he leads, wherever he leads. This is the faith, precious faith, precious faith. Oh, he's given you and me precious faith, precious faith. Yes, Lord, you can just cry out tonight for more of you. We just cry out for boldness, for courage, for strength, Lord. In your presence, this fullness of joy that we can offer others. Yes, Lord. Sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell all the world about my faith. Tell of your story that I'm not afraid. It's the message of hope that Jesus saves. I will sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell all the world about my faith. Tell of your story that I'm not ashamed. It's the message of hope that Jesus saves. That Jesus saves. That Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. That you changed my life. That you changed my life. Forever changed. Forever changed. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel, for the privilege to partner with you in sharing the gospel with the world, for this great purpose, this great hope that each of us has, that you've forever changed our lives. You've forever changed my life. When I was in sin, when I was far away from you, Lord, you drew me. You pulled me out of nowhere. And you said, I have a purpose. I have a life for you that you could never give to yourself. And you drew me to that yes. You drew me to that surrender. You drew me to that place of being born again. So we just thank you, Jesus, for saving us. And I pray that everyone who's watching, Lord, who wants to know you more, would just open their hearts right now and cry out, I want to know you. I want to know this God I've been hearing about. I just want to know who he is. I've heard so much about him. Just, Lord, I just pray that everyone who's searching right now, who's longing for something more, that you would just fill their hearts, that you would answer them right now, Jesus.
as we worship, as we praise your mighty name, your matchless name. The enemy is shrieking right now. The enemy is fleeing right now in your presence. In your presence. Oh, there is freedom. There is liberty.
For all you who are listening tonight and you're with us, we're going to tell the Lord, the world, that Jesus saves. We're going to tell each other that Jesus saves, heals, delivers, sets us free. That He, you Jesus, are our hope. You Jesus are everything to us. Everything. There's nothing that we hold back. There's nothing that's greater than you. There's no problem too big. There's no valley too deep. There's no mountain too high. There's nothing. You're the one who brings restoration. You're the one who sets the captives free, because you already did it. And I thank you, Lord, that those who are listening and with us tonight are stepping into another place, stepping into another dimension that you've provided for us already. Andy, I'm going to ask you to come. Just put you on my heart to be able to help those who are feeling desperate, those who are feeling lonely, those who are feeling I don't want to do this anymore. Those who are wondering, what's it all about? For all of us, and maybe we know Jesus, and maybe we've already stepped into, yes, you're my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my hope, you're my God. But we're still struggling, and the Lord really wants to bring us to a place of saying, hey, I am not stuck between two opinions. I am not going to waver anymore. I want you to be my God fully in every area of my life. I want total consecration. I want total abandonment. I'm not willing to compromise anymore. I'm willing to let it go. This is for believers, and this is for those who haven't discovered you yet, Jesus. So I'll jump in here in a minute, but the Lord just put you on my heart, Andy. So let's lead people into a place of freedom right now.
Yes, the Lord's desire is for freedom in the deep, deep inner parts. There's so much confusion, and right now the Lord is calling us out of confusion. He's calling you, He's calling us, He's calling His sons and daughters out of that place. And Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there would be a fire erupting on the inside, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, that would break through, Father, the confusion. It would break through the noise, Father. It would break through that which is trying to pull our ears, our eyes, our hearts, focus away, Father, from you. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, for a soul wholly focused on you. In Jesus' name, that you're the great resurrected one, the holy one, the righteous one, the one that sits above all, outside of time, the faithful and true one, the righteous one, the glorious one, the satisfier of our souls, the reason why we were created. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we step in to the fullness of what you created us to be. Lord, an eagle soaring in the sky, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not wimpy, not laid back, not small. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you, Lord, your spirit, Lord, lives on the inside of us. There's a verse in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Right now, in Jesus' name, He's birthing something new in your heart by His Spirit. You can't produce it. I can't produce it. None of us can produce it in our own strength. But what we can do is we can bend our knee and surrender to Him. And as we bend our knee to surrender into Him, He comes and He breathes that life and that spirit release on the inside of us to where we can rise up to being in a victorious place. So many years ago, the Lord drove this truth home into my heart, and none of us have arrived there fully. But the degree of authority that we walk in our lives is the degree to which we have submitted ourselves to the Lord. What does the scripture say? Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. How can we resist the devil if we're not submitting in our hearts to the Lord? It won't work. It will not work. Because can we, us, stand against him and his scheme? No. But with the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, through surrender, through submission, through yielding our hearts to him. Oh my goodness, it's so sweet. And there's some of you that the Lord's just laying on my heart right now. There's some of you that you're just, I don't know how to describe it other than you're emotionally tormented. And your emotions move you to the left, to the right. You're led by them. And the Lord's saying, I did not create your emotions for you. He created your emotions for him so that we could express our love and affection to him. And his desire is to use your emotions to convey and express his love to the world. And so if we have that confusion, if we're mentally unstable and emotionally unstable, the Lord's saying, I have a solution to that. But it comes through us surrendering that. And the Lord's saying, The Lord doesn't need anything from us, but we need it to give him everything. The Lord is saying, let go of those emotions. Release those emotions into my hand. Is he Lord of all? Then he's Lord of my emotions. He is Lord of my emotions.
Yes, Lord.
So if he's Lord of all, then he's Lord of my emotions. And so just like I can present my body to him as a living sacrifice, just the same way that I can present my mind to him to have him come in and fill it, just the way that I can present my spirit, all of who I am to him, he says, in the same way, I want you to present your emotions to me so that I can be Lord of all. And there's some of you that the Lord is saying that the enemy is throwing lying emotions to you. And they take you down a path that you don't want to go down. The Lord is saying, I can interrupt that process, but it's dependent upon you to release and surrender your emotions to me. And it's something that we can do by faith, very simply. There's two things that we can do. The first one is that we're going to repent for holding back our emotions from the Lord. We have to do that. Because in repentance comes refreshing. Repentance, we're churning and changing our thinking. The second thing is that once we repent, then we're going to present those fresh to him. There's been times in my life where the Lord has come in, where he filled me with such love for somebody else that for a moment, and it was just a moment, I could feel his heart and his love and his affection for somebody else. And he brought that into my emotions to where I could feel it. And I was like, wow, Lord, you're sharing with me how you literally feel about somebody else. You're allowing me to experience that aspect of your heart. That can only come from freedom and healing in my emotions. And I'm not fully there yet. There's so much more that he wants to do, but he has the same for you. But if we're in the place where we're led by our emotions or those are ruling over everything, then that's going to keep us from having those encounters and experiences with him. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we 100% before you right now lay down our emotions. Lord, we lay down every feeling. Father, every feeling of loneliness, every feeling of abandonment, Father, every feeling of rejection, Lord, every feeling of despondency, displacedness, Lord, just any negative emotion, Lord, in Jesus' name, we present it right now to you. And Father, we ask forgiveness for not allowing you to be the Lord of our emotions. We repent in Jesus' name right now for allowing you to come in other areas, but not this area where we've put up the hand, where we've resisted you, Holy Spirit. In our emotions, we repent and we ask forgiveness for that. We ask forgiveness for opening up that door to the enemy to allow him to come in and affect us in our emotions. Lord, we ask forgiveness, Lord, for not exercising our will to exercise our faith, to change by the power of your Spirit, Lord, how we feel in Jesus' name. Because you birthed in us the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit of self-control. So, Lord, we just repent. Lord, we renounce, Father, in Jesus' name, that clutching and holding on to it and not letting it go. And Lord, right now, by faith, we just release it to you. We release it into your hands. Holy One, wherever our emotions have kept us from trusting you, that's unbelief. Father, we repent, Father, for our unbelief. In Jesus' name. And right now, Lord, we invite you in to be Lord of our emotions. Lord, that we won't hold on to any one of them for ourselves, but Lord, we release them fully to you. In Jesus' name, Holy One, thank you, Lord, for freedom right now on the inside. Lord, that you're making, Lord, an uneven path straight out in front of us so that we can truly walk in your peace. Not a false peace, but Lord, your true peace that guards our hearts and our minds in you, Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for this release, Lord, over every person here, over every person that's watching, over every person that will tune in later. And Lord, we declare, and just wherever you're at, just speak this out. We declare, Jesus.
Jesus.
You are Lord.
You are Lord.
Of my emotions.
My emotions.
They're yours.
They're yours.
I give them to you.
I give them to you.
Use them however you want.
Use them however you want.
And forgive me.
Forgive me.
For where I've held them back for myself.
Where I've held them back for myself.
I choose by faith.
I choose by faith.
To die to myself.
To die to myself.
And release this to you.
Release this to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo-wee. Thank you, Lord. That's some good stuff right there, Lord. Woo. There's just... Woo. There's just something so sweet about the Lord and his presence and his goodness. And there's something to be said when you and I, when we partner together with the humble heart of the Lord, step into the purpose and destiny for which we were created. There's so many people out there that they don't know why they're here. They don't know what their purpose is. For me in my own life, before I gave my life to Jesus, it sounds so stupid. I was so into music, I just wanted to like give myself to music. That doesn't even make sense. Except, there's a part of my heart and there's a part of every one of our hearts that's desire is to give ourselves 100% completely to something. And so there's people out there that are giving their lives 100% to something that does not satisfy. But there's something to be said when we actually come into a divine alignment and step in to the fullness of our destiny and the purpose for which we were created. And as we begin to take steps and see that transform and happen in our lives, it produces such a sweet peace on the inside that I know that I know that I know that I'm in the right place. And this is just what the Lord's laying on my heart to speak to some of you out there. Is that some of you, you go in a season and things are going good, and then you just uproot and you move on to somewhere else. And the Lord's saying, I don't have that for you. I have a place where I want you to plant and to basically put down roots so that I can develop things on the inside of you that you wouldn't get unless you stay in one place. And so the tendency of the world, and God bless the United States of America, I'm so thankful that this is the nation that the Lord in his sovereign wisdom had me be raised in, because I didn't ask for it. It's just here I am. But there is something in this United States of America that is a real independent streak, or I'm going to do it my way. And the Lord's saying, but no, you can do it your way. But what's that scripture? If you labor and build the house and the Lord's not in it, then you labor in vain. There's no fruit that remains after it, because you've just done it in your own strength and your own ability. But the Lord is saying that his heart for us is that in his desire for us to partner with him and to grow into the fullness of what he's created to called us into, that we have to remain and stay in the place that he planted us to be. And there's not to say that that's going to last forever. The Lord will come and bring wisdom and Holy Spirit, because there obviously are people that are called to go to other nations and live there all the time and everything else. So there is a place for that. But it's a true place of humility before the Lord. Is this, not is this where I'm supposed to be, but Lord, I want my roots to go down so deep and be so firm and be so established in what you're calling me into that it produces peace and strength and tranquility in my heart and my life, that even if storms and the challenges of life come my way, I know that I know that I know that I can go back to, this is where the Lord has placed me. Does that make sense? This is where he's placed me. So if I hold on to that and I latch on to him, humble myself before him, surrender all of these emotions and everything else that I've been talking about, then he's going to lay out the path in front of you, and he's just going to bring things across our paths that are going to be able to express the craziness of who he is. Our lives were created to be a demonstration of who he is and his redemptive plan of salvation. And so he's called us to live this super extraordinary life, but we can't necessarily always step into the fullness of that if we're locked up in our own issues and emotions, and we're not having that eternal outward looking perspective of what are you doing right now on the earth and how are you desiring for me to partner with you in that? How? Because that's the thing that we were created for. We were created to see and partner with him in what he is releasing and doing in this hour on the earth. And he can do it. And he can do it without us. For me, I don't want to miss out on that. I don't think anybody in this house wants to miss out on that. But he's going to continually call us back to the place of, Andy, like, lift your vision higher. Lift your sights higher. Look out further to see what I'm doing in the bigger picture. And does that line up with the things that are happening right now, presently, like that I could just see in front of me? Yeah. At times, yes. But there's so much that he is releasing in this hour that he doesn't want us to miss. And all of that, again, comes back to humility and allowing ourselves to be planted where he has placed us. And in that place, then he can water, he can germinate, he can figure out all the things that, well, he's already figured it out. We can figure out what he is releasing and speaking to us to take us into deeper levels of freedom to help fulfill his purpose in the earth. And we're going to be able to see, and not only see, but we're going to be able to partner with him and release his heart in the earth through prayer, through intercession, through evangelism, through the testimony of our lives being something incredibly supernatural that man could never accomplish in his own strength. And he's going to do it. I mean, my goodness, he is going to do it. So just want to encourage you guys with that word, that no matter where you're at, that his desire is for you to go so low that you can hear his voice and respond and look at situations and circumstances and yourself with his eyes that he releases to you. And it has to come through us surrendering that to him completely. And there's one last thing that he just dropped in my heart, and you can talk forever. But one of the things that he has brought back to me in my life that has been a blessing, which I think is completely okay to do, is that there's times because he is faithful, because he loved me, because he called me out of darkness, because he's my Lord and my King, and I want to do whatever he wants me to do. I want to go wherever he wants me to go. I want to say whatever he wants to say. So what I do periodically and imperfectly, whatever, I will take every prophetic word that has ever been spoken over me and my life, and I will 100% submit it back to you, Jesus. And you sift and sort out which was you and wasn't you. And I'm okay because I'm presenting myself to you. Oh, Lord. We just do that fresh in Jesus' name. Because your voice is the voice that we want to hear. We don't want to hear our own voice masquerading as your voice. We want to hear your voice. And not only do we want to hear it, Lord, but we want to obey it. We want to respond. In Jesus' name. So you're just doing a fresh work of fresh surrender to you, to your spirit, to your ways, to your lordship tonight. We are so blessed. Lord, how can we just hold this, all this on the inside? We have to give it away. We have to release it, Lord, to the world. We're humble in your presence. Lord, you define us. You define us. You define us. There's one testimony I'd like to share with you that's something that impacted me, and the Lord just highlighted because I believe it's going to free some of you here. I mean, the Lord has freed you, but it has to deal with depression. And in my own life, growing up, I experienced depression. I got diagnosed with depression. I literally went in and they did tests. I had the whole thing. I took medication for depression. It just kind of like evened me out. And then because of other situations and circumstances, I went completely in to the world and messed around in that whole world. Drugs and everything else. But then the Lord radically saved me, totally changed, transformed everything. I gave my life to him. 6 months later, I was giving my life to the Lord from being completely drugged out. 6 months later, I was in Africa at a river baptized into chief of a village who wanted to get baptized in front of his village, which was just crazy. I'm like, that's crazy, Lord. How did you do this? And the Lord was just working on my life and freeing me of so many things. And I remember specifically I was in Ghana, Africa, and we were in this time of worship, similar to a time of worship we were just in here tonight. And as I was worshiping, the Lord began to take me back through my life and began to show me how depression kept continually coming after me. And he showed me situations and circumstances when I was in high school where depression was reinforced upon me. Then he took me back to, middle school, and there were situations and circumstances where depression was prevalent. And then it was back in grade school, and then there was depression there. And then I was a toddler, and there was depression there. And then I was in my mother's womb, and there was depression there. And the Lord was saying, this depression is a generational attack of the enemy against you. And you were born with this attack coming against you, and you didn't know it. And if I didn't know it, and I didn't have the knowledge how to fight it, then there were situations and circumstances in my life that kept reinforcing depression, kept reinforcing it. But as the Lord was walking me back through all of that, he said, Andy, I didn't create you to be depressed. I did not create that. That's not for me. Depression's not for me. He's like, I did not create that. But the enemy's relentless assault against you in your life, you convinced yourself that that's part of who you were. And so I incorporated depression into my identity. Because I didn't know any better. I'm Andy Summers and I'm depressed because the doctor said so and I take this medication. So it defined part of who I was. But in this encounter, as the Lord was walking me back through, he's saying, no, that was never from me. And any agreement that you've come into with that attack of the enemy of depression against you, I'm here to break that off of you. In fact, I broke it off on the cross 2,000 years ago. He's like, I took care of that on the cross. And so what I'm asking you to do, Andy, in this moment is take what I did on the cross and bring it right now into this encounter that I'm having with the Lord. Bring that truth and revelation right now into this moment. And it was like, oh my goodness, this depression isn't from me. I was never created to be depressed. That's from the enemy. And because he exploited my lack of knowledge, he took advantage. And the Lord's saying, well, that time's over because I'm revealing to you the truth of what your situation is. So now, and this is the challenging part, this is what he said to me. He's like, now I'm asking you to repent, which means change my thinking, and break the agreement that I had with that attack of depression against me, because that's how I defined part of who I was. So in that moment, I repented and I was like, Lord, I release this depression to you. This depression does not define me. I renounce the feelings, the thoughts, the associations, the agreement that I came into with the enemy and his attack against me. I refuse that. I'm not depressed. That's not who you created me to be. I reject it. I renounce it. I break it. And it was so freeing because I knew at that moment, it wasn't just a head knowledge of this is what Jesus did on the cross. It was, this was a living reality of an encounter with the one who created me saying, this isn't for you. And you can walk free of this. And I was like, wow, Lord, thank you. That's amazing. And then, you know, how things work. 3, 4, 5 months later, you know, there'd be times where the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions of depression would try and sneak back into my life. Situations or circumstances would come up to try and trigger that to come back up in my life. And when the Lord in his mercy gave me a reference point, not only the cross, but he gave me the reference point of my encounter with him of, wait a minute, this depression is not from Jesus. This depression is not from me. This depression's from the enemy, and it has to go. And I was able to then exercise my faith through the encounter that I had with the Lord to speak to it to leave, and it did. Then I was like, wow, Lord, how gracious are you that you would come in and reveal that to me? But he's not going to reveal that, or that's not going to come if we're not open to hearing and receiving that. So isn't that's crazy. The Lord's faithfulness in bringing freedom to us as we desire more and more and more of him. And he will open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts to that if we're willing. But it has to come at that place, though, of repenting and turning and renouncing and saying, hey, I don't want any more of this. So, Lord, I speak in Jesus' name to every person, Father, either in here or out there, or if that's you and you've in any way struggled with depression, that's not from the Lord. That is not for you. And anywhere that you've come into agreement with that, in Jesus' name, we break that off. Lord, we break that off in Jesus' name. We renounce, Lord, any thoughts and feelings and associations with depression. And Lord, we replace that with the truth that is the joy of the Lord is our strength. That the joy of the Lord is our strength. That where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lord, in Jesus' name, we receive the reverse. Lord, we receive your joy. We receive your hope. We receive your peace. And Father, I thank you that you by your Spirit are enabling us through what you accomplished on the cross. Lord, through our surrender and humility to you, Lord, just speak to the enemy and he will flee. So depression, go in Jesus' name, because you have no place. You have no place. And wherever we've given depression place, we renounce it and we close that door in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the same thing and these same principles that apply to depression, they apply to other things, and the Lord will show you. Yes, Lord. The Lord is good.
God is good. And freedom from Him is everything to us. And the reason I believe that Andy was able to share the testimony about being freed from depression was that someone had invited him to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave his life to him, and he was drawn into a love relationship with the Lord so that he would be able to express this freedom for his own life, in his own life, to you, everyone inside of this place as well. And we've been talking about someone in the Bible. We've been looking at his life and thinking about how could that be something that we could follow, and we could see maybe common patterns in our own life. What's God saying to us? And that man is Elijah. And Elijah is somebody who heard God, somebody who was a prophet in the Old Testament, someone who was able to influence kings and kingdoms. And he was able to stand up against all odds coming against him. He was able to stand and say, not on my watch. And I believe that God has designed all of us for that. And Andy was able to get free of depression so he could stand up and say, not on my watch, not only for his own life, but the lives of the people that he's responsible to influence, and for the country that he lives in, the ministry that he's part of. So that as he talked to you about planting your feet or your getting deep roots wherever you are, you can't do that without a love for Jesus. It's not going to work. So the love for Jesus is really preeminent right now for us to be able to hear what you're saying from heaven, God, and encounter you and embrace you. Because we can be so desirous of wanting to be free of our emotional baggage or free of things that actually seem to lead us in terms of our emotions, just taking us every which way. But it's not going to last. We're going to have a bout tomorrow or another day. It's just not going to last without an encounter with the one who loves us, the one who understands our emotions and understands us. It's about him. And Andy gave us a little path to get to that place, that it's about him. This is about Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's about him. It's about our King. And at the end of the Old Testament, before we go into the birth and the life and the death and resurrection of Jesus, at the very end, there's another prophet, Malachi, who was speaking at the very end of the entire Old Testament. And in the very last chapter, the very last verse before the coming of Jesus, I want to read to you the words that even mention this great and mighty prophet, this one who heard from God and was so influenced by God. His name was Elijah. But listen to this in the very end. Okay, this is Malachi chapter 4. And the Lord says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. You will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts. So this is God speaking to us at the very end of the old covenant. And then very familiar verses, Malachi 4, 5 and 6, are to be marching orders, prophetic encouragements, words of life to wrap our hearts around so that we're not tossed around and we feel depressed next week. Or we say, I better listen to that prayer again. The Lord's saying, listen, before Jesus was even brought front and center to all of us, although we always existed, he said these words. The Lord of hosts said, behold, he says, remember the law of Moses, my servant, even the statutes and ordinances which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. That means before Jesus returns, which we're celebrating, those of us who know him. And before that, the Lord says, I'm going to send Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, the person of Elijah. We'll see what God does. He's very clear. Many people think that John the Baptist, who was the forerunner before Jesus Christ, his own cousin, came in the spirit and power of Elijah. And he said, make paths straight, and I'm making a way. The King of Glory is coming. Repent, for the King of Glory is here. Change of mind, change of thinking. For us, change of everything. That was Elijah. And then in the end, we see in the book of Revelation that there will be two witnesses that will come. And they will have so much power that they will rise up against the wickedness and the evil coming in the last days. Rise up against the spirit of the Antichrist. Rise up against those who are saying, this is the way to go. And the Elijahs will say no. And it may very well be Elijah himself that the Lord brings back. That remains to be seen. But the Lord is saying, I'm sending two prophets. I'm sending Moses. I'm sending Elijah. And we're not going to debate that or unpack that right now. But the Lord is saying to us, I am raising up the Moses in this hour. I am raising up the Elijahs in this hour. I'm coming again. And the Antichrist is just ready to come on the scene. So there's Antichrist thinking and behavior and attitudes and actions. And the governments that are relegated to the authority of the Antichrist or the Antichrist spirit. The Lord says, come on, Elijahs, come on, Moseses and Elishas, who will be the successors of Elijah. Come on, raise up, get out of what's going on. There's no time for depression. There's no time to lick our wounds. This is the time, the Lord is saying, I've made a way of escape for you. I've made a way so you have been freed today. The Lord says, there's so much more right now. And we're going to go into communion in a little bit to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus for us. So we have the power and the anointing inside of our hearts that he's healing, the brokenness that he's releasing so that we can come and do the things we're created to do. We have things to do for the Lord, meaning that he says, I love you so much. I've not created you for nothingness. I've created you for love. I've created you for wholeness. But I've created you to share Jesus with everyone, as Mike was singing out earlier. Everywhere we go, let's sing out to Jesus. Let's tell others about Jesus. That declaration, that call, wherever we are, we may be on a trip or a weekend getaway. We may be working with whatever our jobs would be, or we have something that we do outside of that, within our own families, within our financial realms, within our ministries. The Lord is saying, it's about my son, and he's coming back, and I'm calling you. Don't be distracted. Don't make decisions that feed your flesh, things that maybe you've wanted to do or you're still doing, or patterns that you've been stuck in because it feels so fun. No, this is a serious time that when we see the face of the Lord in what he's trying to release to us, then we're going to have the strength and the power and the vitality to get going and keep going, and many will come with us. That's what God has for us, beloved. It is so, so glorious. I want to tell you briefly about this Elijah, just a few things briefly before we go into communion, so you can think about this as we're going to be communing together, breaking the bread, drinking of the cup. I just want to tell you, the name Elijah, I wanted to read this to you, is the Lord is my God. The Lord is my God. The Lord is my God of everything. The Lord is my God. That's what his name means. Do you want to walk in the spirit and the power of Elijah? Do you want to walk in this great releasing of anointing in this season, the Lord says, declare after me, the Lord is my God. So you can say that at home, you can say that here. The Lord, you Lord, you are my God. You are my God. You are my God. And do you know that Elijah was used in that day, in the day in which he lived, to anoint kings, to anoint successors, to anoint prophets, but also to stand up against the most wicked kings and queens and people of the day. He stood up against the Antichrist spirit. Jesus wasn't even on the scene, but he stood up and he was used. And you know what God did when he first anointed Elijah to be able to go and do what he was supposed to do? He said, Elijah, I'm going to give you my word. There's so much evil where you are. There's so much evil in the kingdom in which you're living. There's so much against me, the one that you are created to worship. You're going to be used so mightily to be able to call back people into what they've been called to do. Andy was starting to do that. He's calling people back into who you really are, what we're supposed to do, what you're supposed to do. And this was Elijah. He was awakening the Israelites. He was saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. He was a prophet over Israel, over the northern kingdom. Wake up. Don't you see that there's wickedness around you? Can't you understand that the Lord your God needs to be absolutely unshakable in your mind, unstoppable in your heart in any way? There needs to be an unshakable conviction, unmovable conviction. If we have the conviction of the Lord is my God, you know what? Depression will run so far from you, you won't even have to fight it anymore. It will be so annoyed with you because you have an unshakable conviction. That's what Elijah had, unshakable conviction. Okay, because he walked in the fullness of his name. The Lord is my God. Unshakable conviction. And so the things that we do, the decisions that we make, the compromises that feel so fine, you know, the things that slow us down where we're really not soaring where we want to soar, the Lord says, you can have an unshakable conviction that I am your God in everything. And I want you to have that unshakable conviction. That's the message today. Unshakable conviction. Say it over yourself. I will have, or I have, unshakable conviction that the Lord is my God. Unshakable. I have an unshakable conviction that the Lord is my God. We want to be used, beloved, to awaken, not just ourselves. I want to be awakened. Come on. The Lord is saying, I'm waking you up. That's great. Now, you're going to be used to awaken others and to call them into what they were created to be doing. Because that's where the greatest joy is. That's where the greatest peace is. That's where we're going to be able to say, yeah, I've been ruled by emotions, but no more. That's not going to define me anymore. I want to move past that so I can have the unshakable conviction to be able to do what I've been called to do. You may be 20, you may be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. It doesn't matter. The Lord says, I'm going to reach you right where you are right now. And how you are defined will be by me. It won't be by everything that you're going through. It won't be by the people in your life. It'll be by me, because I will have preeminent authority in your life. In your life, the authority of heaven will resonate in you, through you. That's everyone who's listening. Okay? That's everyone who's watching online. The Lord says, I want you to become unshakable and to have that conviction that that is who I am, that is where I'm going, because I serve an unshakable God. I serve an unmovable God. I serve an unchanging God. And that's going to define who I am, because I will fall underneath the definition of who he is. Amen? Isn't that good news? I'm excited about that. And when Elisha came on the scene in 1 Kings 16, I love reading it over and over and over again, what it was like for him and how he was lifted up and what God threw him into. He said, I've anointed you as a prophet, and you're going to start looking like one and acting like one and doing what I'm calling you to do. And in the midst of that, I'm going to tell you what to say that sounds crazy. Because anyone who says what I'm going to tell you to say is going to be snuffed out, is going to be killed. So you're going to say there's going to be a drought in this land. There's not going to be any dew. There's not going to be anything until the Lord says differently. And it was 3.5 years. And God gave that to him in 1 Kings 17, in the first verse. Read it. And then so many things happened in that chapter. And you know what? The Lord said, okay, come here, buddy. Elijah, you are my guy because I've seen you and I'm working with you and you've got great and mighty things to do. Some of you in here have no idea what God's calling you to do. Some of you out there have no idea what the Lord is birthing in you. And this is boot camp, baby, right now. He's saying, I'm allowing you to go through everything that I've got for you so that you will be unmovable, unshakable, and unstoppable. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't take it lightly at all. So good. You don't want to camp around depression for the next 5-10 years trying to figure out if Andy's right or wrong. No. Accept the word for today and move on to where we're going because God is taking you from glory to glory even today as we celebrate Jesus. I want to fast forward in 1 Kings 18. In the first chapter of 18, the Lord said, okay, I'm going to paraphrase my take on it, okay? But basically he says, look, Elijah, I've taken you through all kinds of things. I've shown you what it's like to have nothing. I've shown you what it's like to have people take care of you. I've shown you what it's like for me to demonstrate my power and my authority through you, over you, so that you would be able to raise the dead. And that's what happened. I think you're getting it, buddy, that I'm in charge. And it doesn't matter who is standing in front of you. What king, what queen is standing in front of you? And I'm going to let you go through the worst of the worst. And he knew that Elijah even had fear inside of him that really wasn't out there yet in fullness. And God wanted to expose that in him. But in the meantime, he said, listen, after what you've been through, go and present yourself to King Ahab. And he's like, okay. So go show him and tell him what's going to happen, what's coming down. And he's going to let you know that this isn't going to work. And better yet, his wife, the queen, Jezebel, she's really not going to be happy with this. But it's okay, because I'm God and you're not. Remember, I named you after me. I am your Lord. And you are unstoppable, unmovable, and unshakable. And I've got things for you to do. Whoa. So you know what he did? He called all the people together after he went to King Ahab. And he told King Ahab, hey, the drought is going to change. It's going to be all right. But I'm going to tell you because the drought was already prophesied. But the God is going to release it and it's going to rain. It is going to rain and you're going to be free from this. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a showdown. And Israelites, all you people that have been doing stupid things because you've been following the king and the queen, all of you who've been deceived, all of you who have been licking your own wounds, all of you who are watching, come on, which opinion are you going to serve right now? Which one? Who's your God? Are you going to be stuck between two opinions? The opinion you hear from me and the one you hear from the authorities of the kingdom that you're in? Which is it? I'm calling you out. I'm calling you to raise up. I'm calling you to get out of this. I'm calling you to awaken right now. And I'm going to demonstrate the power of the God who told me he's going to come by fire. So our God is coming to each one of us today by fire. He says, I'm coming in fire. And I'm going to make myself known that the fire of the Holy Ghost is coming upon everything in our lives to be able to burn it up so that we have the fire and power of God. And that's for all the little children in here. That's for all the big children in here. That's for all of us out there as well. This is what he's got for us. And so when he went with the sacrifice on Mount Carmel and he called all of the evil prophets, okay, who served this God. Do you know that this Baal God, they called Baal, he was the God, which is really funny, but he was the God supposedly over the rains, over the thunderstorms, over the weather. And so he was the God of produce. He was the God who was supposedly false God. He was the God who was going to give them increase in their vegetation, in their produce, and everything else. He was the God over the food. What? So these guys were flipping out. I mean, it hasn't rained in 3.5 years. What do you mean? And now you want us to watch your God do something? Your God is a wimp. And Elijah said, no. My God is the only God. And my God is going to reign and rule right here. And how long are you going to be stuck, people who are watching? Come on. Don't be stuck between two opinions. Listen to the opinion of my God. So our God showed up, the real and only God, true God, showed up in fire, showed up in power. And even after all this water, supposedly, that this false God was able to produce, was physically poured over the sacrifice. And the Lord is saying, this is where it is for each one of us right now. And with our nation at a crossroads right now, we need to hear this message, and we need to pray it out, and we need to receive it for ourselves. We need to have the mind of Christ. We need to say, this is where I am. This is what I'm going to live for. This is who I'm going to serve. I'm not going to be stuck between these opinions any longer. And do you know God loved King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, even though they died terrible deaths? He gave them an opportunity, but he knew that they wouldn't accept him, apparently. But he said, Ahab, you go tell him what's up. You are in charge. You are the man of influence. You are the one who holds the keys of David. And David wasn't even in the picture. How about that? You are the one because I have spoken. So God says, I want you to know who you are. And you won't know who you are. And you won't be able to stand firm without believing who he is. And saying, that's who you are, God. I bend my knee to you. I bow my knee to you. That's the God of the Bible. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God of Elijah. That's our God today. The one who came at Mount Carmel and came down and bam, took the entire sacrifice and blew it up. And everybody, do you know what they did? They fell on their face. They said, wow, your God is God. Your God is the only God. Woohoo! I get it. Because Elijah said, I'm going to believe the Mighty One. And he said, I'm going to walk in everything that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says I can. That's who you are, beloved. The Lord says, that's what we have under the new and better covenant. Don't shrink back and don't think that's not the power of God for today. It is. If it's there in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, surely in this new and better covenant, God says, I have that for you. We're going to pray for healing and deliverance for those who are sick, and you're going to be healed. Those who want to receive the power and anointing from God, you may think, oh, she's crazy. You're right, I am, because I really believe when God gives a word that he's going to perform it. All right? And we're going to pray right now for that. So if you have sickness in your body right now, whatever it is, and you're watching, you're sitting in here, come on, step out in the power of the anointed word of God that I just released here. And the Lord says, this is where we can have the miracle signs and wonders. Why not? If Elijah was used to lay on a dead boy 3 times and he came back to life under the old covenant, surely our God under the new covenant is our Lord. Amen? So if you want healing right now in your body, you want deliverance in your mind, will, and emotions, you want something from God because he's so good, and Jesus is real, and Jesus is alive, and Jesus is on the throne, and Jesus says, I have done these things for you. This is the cross. This is why I went to the cross. This is why I was buried, because everything wicked coming against you was buried in the grave, and I rose from the dead 3 days later so you could be free. So if there's anything that you are struggling with in your body or even in your own decision-making, put it down and let God free you right now. Amen? So Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it be right now that your healing power and your aroma of your presence right now is released, oh God, in Jesus' name, into the highways, into the byways, into the places, into the people that you're believing for. Some of us are believing for people to live and not die, and we don't really have the belief or the faith to stand for it. And that's between you and God, but he wants us to. Elijah did. We want that faith of Elijah, but we want a higher faith in the sense that we want to hold fast to Hebrews and say, I believe in the new covenant, the better covenant. I'm not going to fight whether I have faith or not. I'm going to say, Lord, I need your faith. I need the faith of God and the faith in God to see these things. It's Him doing it, beloved. But let's release it. Let's receive it today. I receive you, Jesus, into my life, my mind, my will, my emotions, my body, so that I will see you, Jesus, be exalted and glorified right now. This may make people mad because they can think of a million situations where it didn't happen. But I'm speaking by the Spirit of the Word of God, and I'm saying, hold fast to that. See what God will use you for and see what He's doing right now. Some of you are feeling and experiencing the freedom in your bodies right now. I don't know over the wires where that would be, but in here, if you are sick and you have felt that God has touched you, receive it by faith. And I believe the Lord's going to do it. Wonder, signs, and miracles is what the process for Elijah was. God said, watch this now. Go present yourself to King Ahab. Watch this and then go present yourself to King Ahab. The Lord knew, but He still gave him the prophetic word. And then He gave him the finality of the word and He said, it's time for the rain. It's time for the rain. So, beloved, I just call out. Let's just sing out. It's time for the rain. Can you sing it out as we're ready for communion? It's time for the rain. We call in the rain. We call in the rain of your presence right now. Holy Spirit, come. Come and rain down right now. Rain down.
It's
rain
time
in this place.
For the rain.
Rain, come on. It's time for
it's
the
time
rain.
For
it's
the
time
rain.
For the rain. Come on.
Jesus.
It's time for the rain. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. It's time for the rain. Let the children sing out, it's time for the rain. Time for the rain. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing it out. Let's sing it out. Amen. Amen. It's time for the rain. It's time for the rain. It's
time for the rain.
Come on. Let's sing it out. Open up. The windows of heaven are open up right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if any child in this place is seeing a picture right now, come up here and tell me. If you're seeing something, you are hearing or seeing something, parents, ask your children. The Lord said, have them ask their children. So that's what I'm doing. If you see it, you can have it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hold up. If anybody has them, just bring your child up, please. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be shy, children. The Lord is the Lord. If you've got something, it's good. Just come up. We'll make it very simple.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
pour
Jesus.
Pour out your rain.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Let it rain down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let
thank
it rain
Lord.
Down.
Thank you, Holy
Just
One.
Just pour down your rain.
Thank you, Holy One. Come on.
Pour down your rain.
Children have some, just come on up to the table with me, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Pour down your rain. Pour down your rain.
Thank you, Lord. We have little ones in the making who are being raised up, and the Lord is anointing. So we're believing for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Pour down
Lord. We hear that sound. The rain is coming. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, God. Receive it right now in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jamie, you can come on up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Parents, if you have a child, if you could just take them by the hand and bring them up to the side now before we transition, that would be really helpful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to release whatever God has given us. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone here, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Noah, you have something, buddy? Oh, come on. That's awesome. That's good, sweetie. Thank you so much. Can you tell us what you heard or what you saw?
What I saw is that there was raindrops that had words that were like peace, joy, and they were pouring on people, and then they had it on them.
That's beautiful. Raindrops of peace and joy. You saw that? Wow, that's pretty exciting. Is there anything else you saw?
Mm-mm.
That's pretty cool, huh? Do you want to pray that out? Want to pray for people to have peace and joy in their life? Want to help me? Okay. Lord, we thank you for the raindrops of love from heaven, that the peace and joy of your love is raining right into people's hearts. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Let's hear it for Noah. Come on. And he's named appropriately as the rains came. Thank you, Jesus. And Jamie's going to lead us into communion. And maybe Gabe has something. Did you have something, sweetie? Do you want to say it in the mic? Okay, come here. You can do it. Thanks, Gabe. Okay, did you see something or hear something?
I heard something.
What did you hear?
I saw two eyes, and one eye had a flame, and one other eye had a flame of darkness.
So there was a good flame and not a good flame? Okay, two different eyes. Did you hear anything about that or just see it?
I saw it.
Okay. Do you think maybe it's about a battle of goodness and a battle of darkness? Do you want to pray out about the good eye, which is the eye of the Lord saying, I am the eye of fire? Do you want to pray that out? Okay.
Thank you for letting me see that, God.
And Lord, thank you for the eye of the flame of God, the eye of fire. Thank you, Father, that your eyes are searching all over the world, to and fro, to look for peoples whose hearts really belong to you. And that is the only eye, the eye of the flame of you, Lord Jesus, that we pay attention to. So we thank you in Jesus' name that all darkness flees and leaves when that eye is seen. So we look into that eye. Amen? Thanks, Gabe. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, Lord. There's one more.
So this is Elijah. And when Pastor Mary Pat asked if any of the kids had something, Elijah, you know, after a few seconds, he came over and said, I have a picture. Do you want to share it? Okay, I said I was going to help him share it. So he said he saw God and that he saw a little boy that was laying on the ground. And the little boy was dead. And then he saw God. Did God speak or did he touch him? He touched the boy. And what happened?
He was raised from the dead.
He was raised from the dead. Amen. So we just speak that out, Lord. Wherever there's any anyone who is laying down and there's death, especially for a little boy, we just thank you, Lord, right now. We call that to that little boy. God, touch that little boy who's dead and rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Good job. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, this is our supernatural God. This is our amazing Jesus that will even speak to children. Just like he spoke through a donkey, just like he spoke through a burning bush, he'll speak through his precious ones, the apple of his eye, his children, because he loves us so much. And what I kept hearing today and what was resonating in my heart is what something that Cynthia declared and proclaimed out. It was a provoking declaration or a question. And it was, who is your God? We've been hearing it all night. I don't even need to say anymore. It's, who is your God? Who is your God? Who is your God? He is the great I am. He is the one that delivers. He is the one that raises the dead. And something that was that's just been on my heart recently and just going through these months and through these weeks of hearing what the Lord is saying, hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church, is lending our ear to the Lord so that our spiritual ears would be open to what he is saying. And he's saying now to step out, to not be afraid anymore, to have boldness to see the one in front of you and to not hold back, because the Lord will whisper, who is your God? Who is your God? Why not you? Why not me in you? Because I am. I am. That is who I am. And something recently over my son that was just up here, Gabriel, he got sick recently and his stomach was just turning on the inside and his face turned, you know, gray, and it was in an instant. And in that moment, my husband and I had a choice to either go with, who is your God? He is the great I am. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. And stepping into that boldness to raise up the next generation, or fall into fear, fall into a place of what do we do, and going into the natural, but whatever the Lord is leading. But in that moment for my husband and I, he was speaking to us, step in and declare over your son that the enemy is done. Declare over him. Let him see you. Let him hear you pray. Let him hear the roar in your heart, in your spirit, and in your words, who I am. Because he and many others, other parents in this place and all over the world, our kids are going to see. Our kids are going to be raised up as worshipers, as ones who will lay their hands on the sick and see them recover, and lay their hands on the dead and see them rise. But it's for us too. It's for all the children of God. And it only took maybe 10 minutes for my son's face to go back to what it was. He went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and went to school. And he was completely healed. He was completely recovered. It's the Lord. This is Jehovah Rapha, the one we speak about, the one we sing about. So tonight, as we take communion, as we partake in the blood of Jesus, as we partake in the body of Christ, the one who hung on a cross, and the one who said, it is finished, it is finished. The one who said, this cross that I hang on is more than enough. This cross that I hang on is everything that you need. This cross that I hang on will pave the way for you to step into freedom, to step in to all that I've called and I've destined you to. So let's just agree together. Let's just open our hearts and everything that's been said. It's now time to come before the Lord, surrender ourselves and say, there just is no other way but your way. There is no other voice but your voice. So Father, we just thank you for these words of resurrection life, these words of truth, God, these words and proclamations and spiritual deep revelation that you are unlocking for us, God. We receive tonight, Lord. We receive tonight, Lord. We receive the finished work of the cross as our reality, that what you did on the cross and what you accomplished in the grave and what happened after you rose from the dead is all that we need, because it's more than enough. And that's who you are, the roaring lion of Judah on the inside of us that wants to come alive. So Lord, we say yes to you. We say yes to you. And as we receive and as we partake, God, we become like your son Jesus, because he became sin so that we could become righteousness. Father, the righteousness of God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for all that you're accomplishing tonight, that it doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop on the live stream. It doesn't stop when a fiery, passionate person comes up to speak in a microphone. But Lord, that when we turn our cameras off, when we turn the phones off, Lord, we go into our houses, we go into the streets, we go into every place that you've called us to, and we obey your commandments. There is no other way but other than to obey you. Obey the one that's trustworthy, the one that's faithful, the one that keeps his promises, the one that never lets us down. We can trust you for a spouse. We can trust you for a child. We can trust you for healing our family member. We can trust you for finances, Lord. We can trust you for the boldness and courage it takes to walk up to somebody and not be afraid and say, Jesus loves you. So tonight, Lord, we receive fresh and anew from you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Communion that you give us the privilege of taking and remembering your body that was broken and your blood that was poured out for us, Lord. We receive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, 'cause you are faithful, Lord.
change. You never change. Oh, you're the same yesterday, today and forever. Today and forever. You're the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything starts and ends with you. Everything starts and ends with you. You're outside of time. You're outside of space. Oh, you defy logic. You move in the supernatural. You move in the supernatural. There's miracles released over you, released over you. Lord, I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. Come on. I will tell the world that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will tell the world. That Jesus saves. I will tell the world that you are alive. Yeah, I will tell the world that you changed my life. I will sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell of the world about my faith. I will tell of your story. I'm not ashamed. It's a message of hope that Jesus saves. I will sing of your glory, sing of your grace. Tell of the world about my faith. I will tell of your story. I'm not ashamed. It's the message of hope that Jesus saves. Because I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus you save. I will tell the world that you are alive. Yeah, I will tell the world that you changed my life. Yeah, I will tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world that Jesus saves. And I will tell that you are alive. I will tell the world that you changed my life. Because you changed my life. You changed my life forevermore, forevermore. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, give praise to you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, give praise to you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, give you praise, oh Jesus. I will tell the world, tell the world, tell the world about my faith. I will tell the world, tell the world, tell the world about you, Jesus. Holding nothing back, holding nothing back, holding nothing back anymore. Hallelujah.
Our anti-human trafficking lunch hour prayer from noon to 1 o'clock, and that's on Zoom. You can find the login information on our social media sites. And then on Thursday, the Brazil Connection, Pastor Bill will be joining Iris Sao Paulo on Instagram. And Friday night, we have an all-night watch of the Lord here at Frontline Worship Center. That's an all-night of worship and prayer from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Sunday morning, we'll be back here at 10:30 for our service. And we also wanted to let you know that our Relentless Pursuit Conference is going to be online this year. We're very excited about it. It's at the end of the month from October 30th through November 1st. So we have international speakers from around the world that will be joining us virtually. And we'll have our pastors here as well and some other speakers from the U.S. So we hope that you can join us. Again, all of that information can be found on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter. Thanks so much. Have a blessed night.
Thank you for listening. If you need any additional information about Frontline Ministries International or Frontline Worship Center, you can visit us on the web at www.frontline-ministries.org or email us at info@frontline-ministries.org. Or you can contact us by phone at area code 330-837-8399.